Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. I'm your host, John Barth, and this is episode number 8 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. On this episode, we're going to look at our 8th fundamental of success. Today's fundamental is overcoming obstacles, and this is an outside fundamental. These are the action steps that we take to get past the adversity in our lives. Last time we looked at the inside fundamental of rising above, and this is embracing the mindset to use the storms in our lives and not just grind through them and endure them, but actually use them to gain new knowledge and wisdom and become a better person. No matter our level of talent, resources, or confidence, we will experience adversity. The obstacles we encounter in life can create fear and cause us to stop, or we can use them as stepping stones to become the person we were designed to be. One of the first things to understand about obstacles is that many of them are self-imposed. We create them ourselves through our thinking. Yes, sometimes there are physical circumstances that become obstacles, but many of the obstacles we have the toughest time facing are mental and emotional obstacles that we create by worrying about things outside of our control. The second thing I'd like to emphasize is that we always have a choice. If you've never read the book Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, I highly recommend it. Viktor Frankl was a Holocaust survivor, and as he wrote and reflected on his experiences, he declared that everything can be taken from a human being except for our ability to choose. Through his experiences in the concentration camp, in which he lost many family members, he saw that people responded differently and made different choices even though they were experiencing the same circumstances. And if a man who endured one of the greatest obstacles and circumstances of adversity that anyone has experienced in the world, if he can continue to say that we all have a choice, then I know we do. Now, we may not always like the choices that are presented to us. They may lead to more struggle and hardship. We may have two choices that on the surface both look negative. But this is where we must understand that there is a higher power at work and that there is a purpose in every pain. Remember, we're not trying to fulfill the potential that we set for ourselves. We're trying to fulfill the potential that we were created for. Another aspect of overcoming obstacles is that adversity is going to find us. We talked about this last time, but it's worth repeating. We don't have to go looking for it. One of the greatest myths that people struggle with is the idea that achievement will somehow make our lives easier and rid us of all future obstacles. But it will not. No matter how much we achieve or what we accomplish or how many material things we accumulate, life can make a 180-degree turn at any instant. Does this make us want to pull back in life and not take action because we know adversity will come? Or does it make us want to go out and live life knowing adversity may come, but we can always rise above it? We don't have to like adversity or pain. It's not always going to feel good. We don't have to be robots who never feel emotions. As Christian Larson said, quote, "Believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle," end quote. We're not created to live in fear. We were created to overcome. Obstacles can provide us with opportunities to quit and give up, or they can be stepping stones to later achievements. And it's important to emphasize the distinction here. Those achievements that come by overcoming are still part of our external story. But what obstacles really provide are a chance to forge our character. If we're sincerely seeking excellence and trying to be the best we can be, then we must hold ourselves accountable to always make an effort to be our best, regardless of the circumstances or outcomes. According to Marcus Aurelius, what stands in the way becomes the way. When a blacksmith wants to shape a piece of metal, he sticks it into an extremely hot fire. The shape of the metal cannot be changed until it becomes very hot. In the same way, our character cannot be changed unless we experience trials and tribulations. But we can use the fire to pursue our potential and mold our character. Once the metal's hot enough, the blacksmith takes the metal out of the fire and uses different instruments to shape the metal. Once we're out of the situation of struggle we experience, we can use different tools and strategies to shape our character. Just like the blacksmith must hammer and twist the metal at times, these actions we take to shape our character are sometimes difficult and painful. But two of the most valuable tools we can use are talking with people we trust and writing in a journal. First, speaking with mentors, family members, or friends whom we trust and have integrity and a strong sense of their principles and values allows us to express our thoughts and feelings. Sometimes these people may be able to help with words of wisdom, and sometimes simply being present and listening provides exactly what we need. Second, writing in a journal helps us work through our experience. As we write the words on paper, it allows us to examine our thoughts and sometimes gives us a new perspective on what we are thinking. This is the beginning of writing our own story, but it is an important step because many times as we journal, we realize the way we are thinking and feeling is not necessarily the way we want to act based on our principles and values. And this is the final step in metalworking and the character building process. Once the blacksmith has shaped the metal, it needs to be cooled. The metal is dipped in water or oil to speed the process and give it a desired hardness. Our cooling process is reflection. As we reflect on our experience and our perspective of how it affected us, we can internalize the changes we want to make in our character and help them become part of who we are. So we overcome obstacles by rising above them. We don't see them simply as problems to deal with, but rather as opportunities to build character. We use our power of choice to respond rather than react, and we use our experiences to forge our character as we work to become the person we were created to be. Thanks for listening and for your support of the 1% Leadership Podcast. Next time, we will move to look at a new pair of fundamentals, being a lighthouse and leading by serving. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's JONBARTHbooks.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.